Earlier this month, I was doing a ride-along with our New Brighton Public Safety, and we stopped a car because her tabs were expired. So our officer, he walked up to the lady's window, and she rolled it down. And as he was walking up to the car, he noticed that there were quite a bit of dents and dings in the car, and the car was not did not look very nice. And in fact, the mirror on the driver's side was broken, and she had taped up like a handheld mirror on the rearview mirror so that she could see. And the officer talked to her and told her that her tabs were expired, and she explained to him that she was in financial hardship. But she provided her license, she provided her insurance information, and so he came back to the vehicle and sat with me, and we talked it through, and he ran her ID, and she came back clear. So he decided to not give her a ticket because of the financial hardship. He decided to have mercy. In that, he revealed Christ to her, even though he wasn't necessarily intending to do that. But he realized her situation, she explained it to him, and he had mercy on her. He let her off with a stern warning, of course. That's what we do when we give warnings. It's always a stern warning. But we let him off with mercy. We let him off with love. And in doing so, there's a chance for renewal, a chance to go and do the right thing. In our gospel today, we hear of another merciful encounter with God himself. St. Thomas was not there in the upper room, but Jesus came to him. He came to him to show him mercy. He could have just left Thomas behind and been angry at him for the rest of Thomas's life. No, but Jesus came to him and gave him the opportunity to be forgiven. He gave him the opportunity to see and believe. He gave him the opportunity to encounter God's mercy again. My brothers and sisters, every time we come to Mass, we come to encounter God's mercy again. Because Jesus is alive. The same Jesus that lived 2,000 years ago and rose from the dead is still alive today here in our church and in our faith. Jesus is alive in the sacraments, and when you come to the Eucharist, you come to encounter His mercy and His goodness. You come to encounter His love. And it's that same love that Thomas experienced in the upper room. Unfortunately, Thomas kind of gets the shortfall, or gets the short stick. He was the one, at least in this gospel passage, that's pointed out as a sinner. In fact, he receives the name Didymus, which is not a very pleasant nickname. But he was nicknamed Didymus for not believing in God. But the reality is, all of the disciples struggled to believe in God. All of the disciples, except for John, abandoned Jesus in the most difficult hour of his life. Those disciples turned away from him. But yet, Jesus comes back to them too, and he shows them mercy. In the very first appearance that we heard in our gospel tonight, Jesus comes to them, and what does he say? Peace be with you. And he repeats it, peace be with you. That is, I want you to feel God's love. I want you to feel God's goodness. I don't want you to worry. I don't want you to have any anxiety. I don't want you to be afraid. I want you to experience peace and contentment, joy and hope and love. Jesus comes seeking their well-being. And all of those disciples needed God's mercy. It wasn't just Thomas, but it was all of them. And all of us needs God's mercy too. And praise God, He comes to us and gives us mercy. Oftentimes for us, though, it's easy for us to point out the faults of others. We see people's shortcomings. We see people's weaknesses. And it's easy for us to pounce on those weaknesses and point them out to try to make them feel bad. It's easy for us to jump on other people's weaknesses to try to feel better about ourselves. We point out other people's flaws. Instead of being merciful, instead of being loving. But I love the chaplet of divine mercy. Because how does it go? It says, for the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. It's not on all the other people first. It's on us. There's a real realization that we need God's mercy first and foremost. Because that's what we say, have mercy on us and on the whole world. There's a realization that, hey, I'm a sinner. I'm not perfect. I need help. I need mercy. I need forgiveness. And so when we pray that chaplet of divine mercy, we're reminded of that every time we pray it. For those of you who are not familiar with the Divine Mercy Chaplet, it's a beautiful prayer that was received by St. Maria Faustina back in the early 20th century. She lived as a cloistered nun in Poland, and Jesus appeared to her in the image that's over here to the left, Divine Mercy image, with beautiful rays of red and white radiating from his heart, representing the grace and the mercy that God wants to pour forth out on the whole world. And this was a very important time. This was in the heart of Europe, right in between World War I and World War II, when there would be much suffering, much pain, much hurt, much need of healing. And Jesus came right there, right in the midst of that hurt. Just as he came in the gospel today, right in the midst of the hurt, right in the midst of the apostles, Jesus came right in the heart of Poland and Europe to bring mercy to the whole world. Because it's not just certain groups of people that need mercy, but everyone needs mercy. And this chaplet has spread far and wide as a great devotion. St. John Paul II, who is from Poland as well, brought this great devotion to the church. And it's a great witness of God's love, of God's mercy for us. And by praying that simple prayer, it helps us remember again that we too need mercy. It's easy again for us to point out the weaknesses or mistakes of others, but it's another thing for us to realize that we need God's mercy too. So today, as we celebrate this Mass and this upcoming week, as you continue to pray through this week and live through this week, think about how can you be more merciful to others? Being more patient on the road. Being more patient in the classroom or in the workplace. Saying a prayer for somebody who's getting on your nerves. Thinking before you react or speak so that you wouldn't hurt that person. Maybe being merciful when somebody offends you, forgiving them right away and not holding a grudge or building up a wall. Be merciful as Christ is merciful. And when you are merciful, you bring Christ to the world. You bring Christ to others. That officer, when he went up to that lady's window and gave her the warning and said she was free to go, he brought Christ to that woman that night. He didn't realize it, but he brought the mercy of God to that woman that night. You too can bring the mercy of God to others through forgiveness. And ask Jesus tonight to help you do that as you get to receive him here in the Eucharist. He gives you strength. He gives you sacramental grace to help you live as he did. And how did he live? He lived as a merciful man. He was generous in sharing mercy with others. So tonight, ask God, ask Jesus for the strength to be merciful as he is merciful, but also to receive mercy so that you can have the confidence to be more merciful as well.